Today we have the honest privilege of having Pastor Ada Boland come and share the word. So why don't you stand to your feet and give her a giant Riverway welcome as she brings it. Would you like to stand?
All right. Thanks, everybody. Good morning. Oh, well, we started off with a good time. Let's hope we finish with a good time. So I better have something good for you, eh? Just a great thanks and appreciation to Captain Andrew and Paula and Chris and Cheryl for giving me the opportunity to be here this morning. And it's not every Sunday I'm here, so I am here this morning. Hey, God is good. Well, Father, we just thank you for your word and know, God, that you said that your word brings life. Your disciples said, who can we go to but you, Jesus, because you have the words of life. And Father, we thank you for the words of life that that we're going to share together this morning in the wonderful name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. I've got a couple of things here and carrying everything this morning. I was thinking about, you know, it's NAIDOC week and went through the meaning of the theme, and it had a couple of really good things that I was able to just read and think, well, God, what is it that this is saying, but what is it that you're actually saying in your word as well? And this morning I just wanted to share some practical things. You know, sometimes that when we're on a journey with God, we don't actually get there, do we? We don't actually make it. We don't actually become perfect. You know, God is perfecting us and he's changing us. He's molding us and he's making us every single day of our lives. And I just began to think about my life, and in particular, I know there was a period of time in my life where it was a journey and a time of things were just really difficult in my life. And things were just happening around my life that were just really beginning to overwhelm my life. And the emotion of it all just overtook my life, and I can remember not being able to get out of bed. Has anybody been there? I know we're always there on a cold morning. We don't want to get out of bed. We prefer to stay in bed. But emotionally and physically and mentally in my life at this particular time, I just did not have the energy to even want to go to work. I didn't even have the energy to want to be in church with my brothers and my sisters, and I was just weeping and crying. And I can remember this particular night. It was probably early hours in the morning, and I'd been in this particular state of feeling, gosh, I've just lost my faith in God. I've just really lost my hope that, God, you got a future for me. I just really was at a stage of, I'd call it like stagnation, where you come to those places in your life where you feel like you just don't want to live and you don't want to carry on anymore. Has anybody ever been there? And so in this particular time in my life, it was early hours of the morning, and I couldn't sleep, and I was just weeping. And you know, sometimes when things are happening, you're thinking about it all the time, and then you start to get emotional. And I finally went off to sleep, and it would have been about 3 or 4 in the morning. I just woke. Before I woke, I heard this voice that said, Ada, get out of bed. 3 times, Ada, get out of bed. And the third time, it was so sounding in my mind and inside of me that I got out of bed and I said, yes, God, I'm out of bed. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, Ada, it's time to leave the past behind. It's time to let go. Because if you don't, you are going to miss what I have for you. And God said to me, look, I have a plan and I have a purpose for your life. I've got something good for you. And that began a journey of total transformation in my life. And when I began to think about the theme, there were probably 2 practical things that I began to put in place in my life. Now, we know that sometimes we think, well, how do we get to hear God? How do we get to see God? Well, how do I really get to be this Christian that everybody talks about and what the Bible says is this is what you got to be like? Well, it just doesn't happen overnight. There are things that we have to put in place. God has already put in place the greatest gift of all for us, which is His Son, Jesus. He has already given us the greatest gift. He has already given us the keys. He's already given us the way and the journey and how we should live our Christian life. And where is it all found? It's found right here. This is the manual. You know, this is the book to how to live life to its fullest, and to how to have joy to overflowing, and to how to have peace in the most difficult parts and the most difficult times and season in your life. It's in here. But we don't always get it there, do we? And so there are things I believe. I just want to share some practical things with you this morning. And during that particular time in my life, I had to learn, you know, how to overcome some of the things that were going on within me. You know, when God wants us to fulfill a plan and a destiny and a purpose for us, where does He start? He starts in us. You know, and just as He's given us Jesus and He's given us the keys, but hey, there are things within our lives that we have to put in place. I had a set of keys this morning and I don't know where they got to. Hey, there, set of keys. A set of keys, and when you look at this set of keys, you think there's probably about, there's two keys on this particular set. And there is a purpose and a plan for each of these keys. Hey, there's probably a key to get your car started. Or there's probably a key to get into your house. A key unlocks things. It opens up a door so that you can enter in to the things. And I believe into the things that God has for you. And God began to teach me about two keys, Ada, if you're going to overcome this difficult time, if you're going to get rid of all those feelings and those attitudes, and I call it sometimes stinking thinking, that mindset that's always thinking, well, nothing ever good is going to ever happen to me. Oh, it's the same old story. It was in my family, and yeah, so it's going to happen in my life. Who's ever had that? Thinking I'm never going to overcome. Thinking I'm never going to have changes. Thinking nothing good's going to be up the journey or good life or good things, you know. And so there are keys that God gives us, and there are keys to open up doors into the things that God has for us. And so God began to teach me about the keys, and there are two particular keys that I want to share with you this morning. And when you look at the theme of the NAIDOC thing, it talked about the expression that that they had in relation to singing and music and dancing. And so they said in one particular line of the NAIDOC theme, it said, "The dreamings are the song lines, and they record the travels of these ancestral spirits who sung the land into being." And for us who are living for God and have an understanding and love and know that there is a particular thing that God did to create the earth. And it's found in Genesis chapter 1, if you've got your Bibles and you want to go there or just write it down. But we see that there are three particular words that God spoke the old universe into being. And if you look at that scripture in Genesis chapter 1 from verses 1 to 26, it talks about the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, God spoke a word. He spoke a word and He created the universe. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And there is things about the creative power of the word that when God speaks, something happens. And one of my keys this morning is the power of the word. God has given us an ability to be able to speak. And God shows us in His word that He can create things, He can make things, He can do things through the power of His word. And so that morning, out of my my feelings of being lost and being confused and not thinking I had a future and not thinking that there was anything good for me down the track, and God kicking me out of bed and say, come on, get with it, Ada, I've got something for your life. And I'm telling you this morning that if you could take the key of the power of your word, God said, then he said, let there be light, and there was light. So there is a creative ability that is inside of you that can bring about a change and a transformation. There is a power and ability within you that can bring about circumstances and situations that are happening that could be overwhelming you this morning, and you feel like you've got nothing good down the track. Well, it's a lie. I'm telling you now, if you can tap into the power of your words. It says in Proverbs chapter 18, verses 21, death and life are in the power of the word. Death and life are in the power of your words. So that morning when God kicked me out of bed, I began to pray the life of the things and the plans and the purposes of God into my life. I began to bring a change and a transformation in my thinking, my stinking thinking that says, Ada, you're going nowhere, you're not going to get anywhere, this is going to overtake you. I'm telling you now, when God speaks and when you begin to get a hold of the power of your words, you can bring about a change. You can bring about a difference. You can bring about a sense of a hope for your future. Hey? I'm telling you now, you have it within inside of you, and God has given us a tongue. You have an ability, and this morning I make a decision that I'm going to be a person that's going to speak live. No longer am I going to stab somebody in the back. No longer am I going to bring somebody down, because the Bible says death and life are in the power of the word. This morning I'm going to use the creative word that God has given me to bring change into the heart of my family, to bring change into my life, to bring change into the heart of my community, to bring a change into the heart of our nation. I just loved it this morning where Paul said, let us pray for our nation. We are in need of righteous leaders. We are in need of leaders that care for our nation, that says we want to see change. And so as we pray this morning, we're speaking the creative word of God into the atmosphere over our nation and declaring and decreeing, God, you are going to turn our nation around. Lord, humble the nation of Australia. God, bring us on our knees that we begin to say, God, we need you more than anything else. Without you, God, we are not going to make it. Without you, God, we are going to miss it. The creative power of the Word of God lives where? Inside of you. What's this thing called? Hey, the big tongue. And so that's my first key I felt to speak to you about this morning. As we began to just ask the Lord and the Spirit of God to help us as the Christians and as the people of God to bring about a heart of restoration into our land. Everywhere you go, up and down the states of Australia, there is so much stuff that is hurting, and people are hurting and lost and broken and bruised. And I'm telling you what I know, my nation of Indigenous people are broken and hurting. You know, they're just so lost without God. But I know that God is the God of the impossible, and he has a heart of restoration. He is the God that heals the brokenhearted. Amen. And I speak that over people. I speak it over my nation. You are the God of restoration. God, you are the only one that can reach my people when it seems impossible. I remember saying to God, I don't want to go back to my people. They're too hard to reach. And he said, well, Ada, didn't I reach you? And so if he can reach me, he can reach anybody. You know, he has a harm that's out there for salvation and to bring about a restoration into the heart of our nation. A key for you this morning is understanding, and I hope if you go out, you think of his keys and you begin to think, yes, God, you said that one of the keys is the power of the spoken word, the power of the word. You have the ability within you to bring a change and a difference and to bring things into your life If it's a practical thing, I've got to get up and pray it. It's a practical thing, I've got to get up and use. I can't start my car. I can't get that car moving without this key. I can't get in to access my house and all the things into it unless I open up that door. So there's a key here this morning. It's called the power of your words. You have it right inside of you. You can use it. I don't want to be too long this morning. And with the power of the words, I mean, the greatest scripture for that is found in James. I'll just read a couple other scriptures in relation to, you know, when we begin to speak words, we create things. You know, I make a decision that I want to create life. I don't want to create death. And when I'm with somebody or when I'm with a group of people, you know, I see my life as an influence. I want to be able to create words that will encourage that friend. I want to create words that will encourage my family. I want to create words that are loving and caring and lifting up, not pulling down and breaking. And so I make a choice, a decision. God, I'm going to be speaking words of life. The power of your words. You know, the Bible says what? A soft, gentle heart turns away wrath, or a gentle word turns away wrath. You know, I see it all the time. I work in a school. You know, and you're in the middle of conflict. If I get angry with the student, well, it'll just cause it to flare up even more. And so, you know, you got to have that heart and attitude. God, I've got to speak. I've got to speak calm into this situation. I remember somebody saying there was some turmoil going on with some students, and one of the teachers was saying, oh, why don't we go and get Ada? She's got that calm nature about her. Well, she's got that calm attitude, or she knows how to speak into this. You know, and so, you know, we are a representative of the kingdom of God in the earth, of the nature and the character of God. You know, and when people look at it, I'm hoping that people see, hey, God in my life, that I'm carrying something of the character of God, speaking life into the heart. That's your first key. Hey, and there are two keys on this too. So we're talking about one key, and the first key this morning is death and life are in the power of your words. It's a principle. I have to practice it. You know, you have those days where you just can't pray and you just can't say anything. Or you just had it and you're exhausted and you're just lying there. Yes, God hears that. He knows everything that goes on inside of us. But, hey, I've got to get up and I've got to pray. I've got to put it in practice even when I don't feel like it. You know, it's a principle. It's a key to bring about the change that we want to see in our families, in our relatives, in our community, and in our nation. Amen? Okay, the second key. Okay, the second key. And I was thinking of this key in relation to my own life, and I love that song. It had something to do about even in darkness, even in suffering. God, even in the times when it's so difficult to praise and to be thankful. So my second key this morning is the power of praise. You know what it does to somebody when you begin to praise them? When they just feel like they've fallen apart and they haven't got it together and they're just, you know, when you start to praise them, somebody who lacks confidence, somebody who lacks self-esteem, you come alongside of it and you begin to, you know, for me, I've mentored hundreds of young people when I was a youth pastor, and just speaking that words of confidence. You know, God's placed something great and mighty in you. He's got a plan and a purpose for your life. And you're walking with somebody and say, come on, you can do it. You got the ability. You know, trust God. Have faith in what He's put inside of you. You know, so many times we're so caught up in situations and circumstances and everybody else, and we seem to sometimes be looking at what everybody else is doing and what they got and how good they are. Hey, everybody's so unique here this morning. There's never, ever going to be another you. Hey? Never, ever going to be another you. Never, ever. So how unique are you? Tap yourself on the shoulder right now and say, I'm unique. Come on, do it. I'm unique. God makes nothing but uniqueness in all of us. I'll never be able to do what you can do. You'll probably never be able to do what I can do. But there are gifts and abilities and talents within all of us that are so unique, and you are the only one that can walk it out. The good thing is that you're not walking it out by yourself. God puts people around our lives to support us, to encourage us, and to cheer us on and to praise us on. You know, ask God to bring those people into your life. You know, you're in a church and, you know, it's always so positive here. It's always so loving and caring here. You couldn't be in a better place but with the people of God that are sincere and are real and down to earth. You know, and God just wants you to be you. He doesn't want you to be anybody else. So you got to begin to see, you know, that there are things within your life that you can only fulfill, that you can only do, and no one else can do it for you. So the power of praise, you know, and sometimes when we're going through a difficult time, we've got that I call it the spirit of heaviness. It's found in Isaiah chapter 61, and I just wanted to do something practical. So my first key was the power of the what? Hey, you got it? It was the what? The first key? And now the second key, we're talking about the power of praise. And I tell you what, it's hard to praise when things are not looking good. It's hard to praise when everybody's pulling you down. It's hard to praise when all the dramas are happening. It's hard to praise, hey, when it's not looking good. It's so easy to praise God, so easy to give praise when things are going great, when things are looking good. I'm just going to do something, if I could just get Cheryl to hold this mic for me. My little practical things, I believe in practical things. And God puts them in the Bible. They're there, but we have to outwork the practical things. Coat. All right. Still with me? We're talking about the power of praise. Turning over to that scripture in... I should have got that stand. We're turning to Isaiah in chapter 61, if you got your Bibles. We're looking at the power of praise and the ability and what can be released when you're in your darkest hours. I was in my darkest hours, and I've been in darkest hours more than once. You may look at me and think, nah, she looked like she's never had any dark hours. I've had lots of dark hours. Dark times. Thanks, Paula. Thanks, Shel. We're in Isaiah chapter 61. And we're just going to have a look at the power of praise. We're in verse 3. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. And he goes on in the next little key thing, he says, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, and you see people when they're so heavy, they're weighed down with the weights of the world, with the weights of responsibility, with the weights of grief or sadness, and sometimes, you know, because of sickness, financial pressure. There are many weights that we can carry. And so they weigh us down and they bring heaviness on our spirit. They bring heaviness on our heart. I know that my people are very heavy. They're very heavy-hearted. They carry a lot of weights. You know, there are things that happen sometimes in families, things that happen in all sorts of, not just my family, just not just my people, everybody. Things happen that just leave within us a spirit of heaviness. And so this is what God tells us, that that spirit of heaviness is like a garment. In and around their life, that it becomes a garment. It's something that they carry wherever they go. And the word says here, the garment of what we should be carrying. It says instead of the spirit of heaviness, I've got to take off that spirit, that garment of heaviness, and I've got to chuck it. You know, not have it on me. Instead, God tells us what? Put on the garment of what? The garment of praise. Instead of the spirit of heaviness. I tell you what, those people that suck the life out of them, they don't like coming near me. You know why? Because I tell them the truth and I tell them, hey, come on, that's enough. Stop talking like that and have a look at what God says about you and what God says about your future in His Word. Get rid of that spirit of an heaviness. Allow the Spirit of God to come inside to restore you, to heal you, and to give you the oil of joy for mourning. Okay, and so we want to take on a different garment. We're taking on a garment of praise. There is power in the word praise. There is power in it, even when you don't feel like it. Why? Because we have to offer up a sacrifice of praise. I say to my little low emotions, the ones that are down and out, I say to my soul, soul, you get up this morning. We're going to praise God. We're going to put on some music. We're going to dance through this darkness. We're going to dance through this hard time. We're going to sing and shout through this difficult time. And who's going to get the attention? Not me, not my sickness, not my health, not all the people back and stabbing me in the back. Not all those things are going to get my attention. I am going to praise God that I'm alive. I'm going to praise God that He's given me a reason for living. I'm going to praise God for His goodness and His love and His mercy. I'm going to praise Him, and I'm going to wear the garment of what? The garment of praise for the spirit of... Oh, you better not go out heavy this morning. Hey, but look, that's about it, I think, Paula. But walking in those two keys, the power of the spoken word, you can create something. And the other thing is the power of praise. Don't you just love it hanging around those people that praise? They're thankful. They're grateful. Yes, we all go through difficult times, every single one of us. There are times and seasons of journey that we sometimes feel like we're not going to make it. There are times and seasons within that we're feeling like, hey, I've given up hope, and God, there doesn't seem like a future for me. But I tell you, I'm a testimony of what God can do in a person's life. He can take a hold of somebody that sometimes lost it, missed it, and think they're not going to make it, and He can turn your life around. Put into practice those two principles, the power of the spoken word. I'm going to create my future, God. You got something for me. I am going to speak life into my family, even in some of them feel like they're just lost. God, I'm going to speak hope and love and faith into the community, and God, believing that You can bring change into the most difficult things that are going on in our community. God can do it through us as the church. Sometimes we don't realize what is put within us. And see, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord dwells where? In us. And so there is a spiritual dimension in us to create some good things for the future by our speaking. And then we get into the power of praise. I tell you what, that garment of heaviness, it's got to go. It'll just disappear. When you start to put those two things into place, you'll find the things that are troubling you, things going on in your life will just begin to drop off. And then you'll be saying, hey, I don't think like that anymore, stinking thinking. Hey, I don't talk like that anymore. I don't pull anybody down anymore. Hey, I've become an encourager. Hey, my sister, my brothers, I don't stab them in the back anymore. I'm loving them. I'm seeing the goodness in them. Hey, seeing that, hey, that they're a son and a daughter of the living God. Hey, I'm lifting up my pastor now. I'm praying for my pastors, my leaders, my captains, my leaders in the church. Tell you what, they carry a lot, but I tell you what, you know, they keep on loving. They keep on giving. They keep on sharing those that are at the front line. Sometimes they're the ones that get the arrows in the back, mind you. But hey, good thing is that God is with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. I hope as you walk out the door this morning that the Spirit of God will just remind you about the Word this morning, and that you begin to practice. I'm going to speak positive things. I'm going to speak life. I'm going to talk into my children positive things. I'm going to speak and encourage them to rise up. Hey, God, you've got good things for my children. You've got good things for my husband. You've got good things for my family. You've got good things for my wife. I'm going to speak the things of God into their lives this morning. God, you have a future for me. If you've got a sense that, hey, you think you missed it and you haven't got a future, I'm telling you what, get a hold of just beginning to speak the things of God into your own life. When I got up that morning, and I began to just pray into the things of God, and I began to be thankful that I was alive. And again, to just appreciate God coming into my life and having His hand on my life. Within about 6 months, I became the youth pastor at Calvary Christian Church, leading at least 200 to 250, 300 young people, raising up men and women of God to be leaders in the kingdom of God. I would never ever dream that I'd ever become a youth pastor. I'd never dream that I'd be a pastor one day. It was nothing, you know, that I've ever done by my own, but God was with me and He taught me how to overcome. He taught me how to have resilience. He taught me how to walk in a dimension of His Spirit, hey, that can overcome things. And that's what He wants the church to be. Not just an overcomer. He wants us to be more than conquerors. More than conquerors. And that's what He made of me. I stepped out of the big white churches, been in them all my life. And God said, Ada, I'm taking you back to your people. It was the heart of reconciliation has got to come from the church. The world has tried to do it. It's not working. The young men and women lost. Without a sense of hope for the future. The heart of restoration and the heart of reconciliation, it has to come from us, the church. Reach out with a heart of compassion. You don't see the outside of a person. I don't care what color you are. I see the state of your heart. God sees the state of your heart. The church has got to take it up. We got to move in the heart of restoration, believing for God to restore our land and believing for God to reconcile us as one. As Pastor Paula said this morning, for our nation, we are one. One. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you, and thanks again, Paula, Chris and Chill.
Just invite you, if you want to just come forward and just in unity, I think, as a people of faith, that you know, our nation's going to be overcome with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and that we'll have a government who's going to care for the marginalised, are going to have a caring heart and compassionate heart for all those people out in our community who are suffering and feeling chastised. But, you know, as a faith family, I just invite you to come forward with Ada here in recognition that this is who we are as a church.
Praise you, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your words this morning, Father. It's like a double-edged sword. It cuts deep. Hallelujah. Father God, we continue to pray for our nation. Hallelujah. Father God, we continue to pray that this is the great South, land of the Holy Spirit. We are all part of it, Father God. We thank you for the restoration that's coming, Father. We look forward, Father, to the things that are not seen yet. Father God, and there's restoration coming. Hallelujah. Especially for our Indigenous people, that we would all become one with one another. Hallelujah. And we'll respect, Father, one another's cultures. Hallelujah. And Father God, we know that you are the God of all cultures. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you this morning for this restoration that's coming. Thank you for this church, Lord, that reaches out to our community, Father God, with a heart of love. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we can be connected, Lord, in all areas of the churches today. Bring our churches together, Lord. Help them to stand for what they are supposed to stand for, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor here today. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Up this morning, blessed be your name. Let's give him glory.
Blessed.